Recorded Books presents The Cottage on Lighthouse Lane by Davis Bunn, narrated by Graham Winton. Chapter 1. The best day and the worst day of Billy Rose Walker's life began the hour before dawn, when his mother entered Billy's dream and sang to him. In his younger days, such dreams about his mother had haunted any number of Billy's nights. His grandmother, Ada Rose, used to call night's close the loneliest hour. It was when spirits became restless, and not just those laid in God's green earth. The body burdened with illness, Ada used to say, was most threatened in the dark hour before dawn. Bonds holding body and spirit together were weakest then. The temptation to just slip away and leave behind all the hardship and the hurt was too much for some. Billy rose from his bed and washed his face and stood waiting for his mother's voice to go silent. The last time he'd suffered from dreams of his mother had been in the months after Ada passed. But that was almost 10 years ago. Billy told himself it was the result of too many hard-fought days working for a man who hated the sight of him and decided to go for a daybreak run. 11 years ago, Billy graduated from the University of North Carolina Asheville Theater Program. He followed this with 2.5 years in local theater and modeling around the Southeast. When he had 6 months' living expenses saved, he packed up his dreams and his meager belongings and set out for L.A. 8.5 tough years later, he was still clawing his way up the Hollywood ladder's lower rungs. They were shooting a romantic drama in El Paso. Billy's character was the only son of an oil and cattle baron. The lady was a distinctly Latina beauty and a U.S. citizen, and a lawyer fighting for the rights of local undocumented workers, which brought her into direct conflict with Billy's family and all their interests. The drama was heightened by corrupt cops bribed by the Juarez cartels. There were some solid action sequences, enough humor to make the jaded crew laugh, and a jalapeno-spiced love story. Every day on set, Billy heard somebody predict the film might have legs. Billy returned to his room, showered, dressed, had a smoothie for breakfast, and was downstairs in time to watch the crew bus arrive. Billy slipped into his customary seat next to Trevor, the assistant director. He slid his pack under the seat and nodded hellos to a few of the crew. He liked the team for the most part. 7 weeks into an 8-week shoot, 4 days off for Christmas, there were clear patterns of camaraderie and friction. Most of the crew members welcomed Billy and made room for him in their conversations. That wasn't usually the way between principal actors and the others on set. A lot of the time, stars kept to the L.A. attitude, talking exclusively to their publicist and their agent and the director and their stylist and the rest of their tight little clique. Just as often, though, union guys living on the clock created the hostility. At the end of every shoot, the crew accepted their paychecks and were off to the next gig, if they were lucky. Their attitude went something like, "The only reason those jokers standing in the lights take home the big bucks was because the behind-camera team spent 14 or 16 hours each day busting their humps." Billy knew for a fact this attitude was well justified, so he went out of his way to learn their names and show appreciation for all they did. Billy saw how Trevor remained slumped back, eyes closed, wincing at the light flashing through the side window. "Rough night?" Trevor drank from his go-cup without lifting his head from the seat or opening his eyes. "I'm so hungover, I don't know if I'm gonna make it."
"You don't drink."
"Crying shame how I've got to feel this way without regretting the night before." Another sip. "How far did you run?"
5 miles. Not far, not fast."
Trevor took another sip. "Big scene today. You ready to fall in love?"
"I've been head over heels for the ladies since our first day on set."
Trevor's assistant and a young intern were seated across from Billy. They had the day's sequencing sheets spread out across both their laps. They were long accustomed to Trevor's slow and sullen start to every day. Both of them laughed without lifting their gazes from the time grid. Even Trevor cracked a smile. Billy's love interest and co-star was a Latina beauty named Consuela Adler. Connie had proven herself to be a monumental pain. Billy assumed that was it for the morning chatter. He settled back and enjoyed the late January morning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?